encouragement to relax. Really to deeply relax. Sensing your body just sitting here in this environment of love, in this environment of safety, in this environment of spaciousness, in this environment allowing yourself to fully soften and let go of the unnecessary, let go of the unfunctional, being here present, boundless benevolence surrounding you and within you. In this environment of silence, friendly silence, easygoing silence, can you relax a little bit more? Not idealistic, I should relax, I can't relax, what's wrong with me? Just to relax a little bit more. Maybe an eyebrow more, toenail more. Taking up the space that you are in. And befriending yourself through thick and thin. Practicing the art of non-abandonment. Being a really good benefactor to yourself, a really good friend to yourself. And a really good friend would most likely say, please feel free to relax in my presence, not expecting anything from you, not expecting you to perform or entertain me, not expecting you to have to be anything or anyone other than the being that I already love. Just want to know you more. Boundless benevolence, unconditional, friendship, So today, we turn to face the painful, the difficult, the uncomfortable. We have our allies with us, accompanying us each step along the way, turning to face the painful, the difficult, the uncomfortable requires courage, requires steadiness, requires vision. And the vision is that we face the painful not to cause more pain. We face the painful as a way to unbind the heart. Eddie Hellesum said, ultimately, we have just one moral duty, to reclaim large areas of peace within ourselves. When the heart is bound, in anger, in fear, in insecurity, in grief, in deprivation, it's not all that peaceful. One way that we reclaim peace within our own hearts is by facing that which is painful and difficult and complicated for us in relationship to another. In relationship to someone that has caused harm or is causing harm. And we find a way not to collude or to accept the unacceptable. We find a way to, in this vast world, to release the contraction. To soften the fear. To face the difficult in the context of freeing our hearts. So, today we take on the category of difficult person, and immediately, already knowing what we're going to do and how we're going to be practicing for the next few minutes, sometimes immediately thoughts flood the mind, feelings flood the heart. Please remember that whatever the feelings are, they are mental states, and that you can approach them in the same way I was describing this morning. You can know that they are present, and you can allow. You don't have to cut them off or fall into concepts about what you should be experiencing versus what you are experiencing. In a way, what we're practicing now is no different. We know, we allow. And we look at our relationship to the feelings that are happening. May I learn to see myself with eyes of understanding and love. In a painful relationship, we know that we are the ones that are suffering. The person causing harm may or may not be. We don't really know always. We can know our own pain. And we can find ways to release that pain. This is by Joy Harjo. And whom do I call my enemy? An enemy must be worthy of engagement. I turn in the direction of the sun and keep walking. It's the heart that asks the question, not my furious mind. The heart is the smaller cousin of the sun. It sees and knows everything. It hears the gnashing, even as it hears the blessing. The door to the mind should only open from the heart. An enemy who gets in risks the danger of becoming a friend. Not to be concerned that when we practice in this way, we will reestablish contact in a way that isn't wholesome, isn't beneficial. When we practice in this way, we are easing the heart. We are ending, in a sense, the psychic connection that keeps us bound. When we practice in this way, it doesn't prevent us at all from acting in wise and compassionate and protective ways. It actually can free up wise action. We are freer to move, freer to reflect, freer to protect ourselves and others when the heart is unbound. So, you don't have to choose the most complicated, most difficult person. Sometimes it's kind of like moth to flame. One feels one has to just go for it. And this is not always skillful. So it's up to you. You may want to choose someone, especially if this is new to you, especially if you are just beginning the practice. You may want to choose someone where there is pain, but a lesser level of pain. Bring someone to mind. Bring someone in. Get a clear sense of them. Be aware of the body, the heart, the thoughts that are happening, the emotions occurring. And keep breathing and keep relaxing, particularly your face and your belly. Take note of any degree of fear, of grief, of loneliness, of insecurity, of anxiety. Embracing whatever it is. Be the one who embraces all. Please be sure when you find yourself ruminating, thinking about the future, what will happen, trying to fix or figure things out for good once and all, refrain from continuing with these kinds of thoughts that we've had for so long and have not really helped. We're doing something different right now. We are here now, practicing unbinding the heart, practicing reclaiming large areas of peace within ourselves. So just gently, may I learn to see you with understanding and compassion. Keep lifting the needle off of the record when you find yourself stuck. Keep placing the needle down in boundless benevolence. Maybe a metaphrase comes to mind that is better for you than the one I just mentioned. Whatever it is, experiment. We're finding new pathways with stuck situations. May I learn to see you with eyes of understanding and compassion. May I open my heart to all beings, including you. Stay in your body if you can. And now, please, shifting, let this person fall back into the crowd of all beings and put yourself in the category of complicated person. Sometimes difficult to live with person. When we sit a retreat, there's a sense of spending more time with ourselves than we usually do, living with ourselves without the usual ways of being able to move away. So with compassion, boundless benevolence to yourself, as a, at least sometimes, complicated person for yourself, aware of perceptions of unworthiness, aspects that are hard to live with, right now, unconditional, unlimited, measureless benevolence. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful. May I learn to see myself with eyes of understanding and love. Last minute in the sitting, sensing boundless benevolence to those around you. Everyone here in this room, offering and being open to receiving as well the boundless benevolence coming to you right now. Let your body relax, let your eyes soften. Allowing and easing of contraction. May all beings have ease of mind. May all beings have peace of heart. May all beings live in wisdom and in compassion. So before ending today, I want to leave you with something by Mirabai and then give you an instruction. She says, "I know a cure for sadness. Let your hands touch something that makes your eyes smile. I bet there are 100 objects close by that can do that. Look at beauty's gift to us. Her power is so great. She enlivens the earth, the sky, our being." So, what I'd like to ask you to practice is having hands of metta, metta hands. So whatever you touch, touch with metta, whether it's a doorknob or your shawl or anything at all, whatever your hands make contact with. Let there be metta in the touch. Okay. So I'm walking right now, and as you know, we'll gather together for a sit at 3:30. Don't let the difficult person haunt you. Let it go. Let them do their own thing. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.